Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers in Cleveland tonight. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in the house with us. Break out the TV dinners. Get the TV there, Trey. All set up for you. You can watch the Brewers while you have dinner tonight once.
Yeah.
5:10. I like it.
A little earlier over on the Eastern time zone against Cleveland. I think this is kind of the matchup of two teams that are shockingly similar in slower start than maybe you wanted. They're known for their pitching development and how much they grow in-house, small market, yada, yada, all that stuff. I mean, the American League stretch right now that the Brewers are in now, tough series over the weekend against Tampa. They should have won it. They would tell you the same thing. But at the same time, like, all right, they've won a series against the Astros. Now they're trying to win a series against Cleveland on the road. Then they come home from Minnesota. Like, they're now Minnesota's hot right now, but I'm just saying, it's like, if you can keep showing, like, all right, the National League is that much better, that the Brewers haven't played their best, and they're still in one-run games with these teams, like, okay, let's get this going, get the juice flowing, and hopefully by the end of May, you're back above 500.
I'm usually a fatalist about our teams, as you know, E. But I'm really kind of even keel on this thing. Like, right, I like to be around 500. I'll give you till middle of June, even into almost July, to be around 500. Like, you don't
Without
win the
half
league.
Your guys,
yeah, with starters. I'm not that bent out of shape over where we are in the standings or what our performance has been so far. And I'm willing to give this team some time.
I don't look at the standings until July. I just look at your own record. And if you feel that, oh, wow, they're game under 500. I can't believe this. They were never under 500 at all last season. It's like, I'm sorry, baseball is not the sport for you. If you're every single day in May, like, oh my God. So it's at the end, on June 30th, we can have a sit down and be like, okay, what's really going on? And then you look at the standings for the first time. Are you in it? Are you out of it? You know, somebody called into my program over the weekend talking about, this team's nothing like 82. This team's a lot like 82 because that team was under 500 in June. That team was 9 games back in June and then made a comeback. So I'm just saying that there's still so much season to figure out for the Brewers, and key reinforcements starting to arrive this weekend.
That's what I was going to ask. So what are we looking at? Who's coming back?
So first of all, Freddie got pushed back over the weekend. Yep. Freddie pitches tonight. He's totally fine. We talked about the groin issue last week that happened against the Cubs. Just took a week off. Now he's back tomorrow. The big one,
it's Woody
Brandon
week.
Woodruff week is here. He made one last tune-up rehab outing yesterday in AAA Nashville. Seems like to have passed that with flying colors. If I had to guess, now the Brewers haven't announced this yet, but if I had to guess, it could work out great for us that it could be Saturday, you know, the same day as our WTMJ Day tailgate party.
Ooh, yes.
And all that fun stuff. But I think it could be Saturday or Sunday. And they want to have him start at home. They want him to just get into his routine at home and feel normal. I want to say from the very top here, this is not 98-mile-an-hour blow-by-you Brandon Woodruff. Okay, he is still fighting through that scar tissue. The velo has been sitting between 91 and 94 miles an hour. And he feels that he's had enough of a runway now that I can get big league hitters out with this stuff. I understand how my stuff is moving, how my secondaries are moving, that maybe I just pitch my sequencing a little bit differently. And just because I don't have the 98 right now doesn't mean he may not have it later in the season.
It's interesting you say that because when Pat Murphy joined us last week, he joins us every Tuesday at this time. He kind of was talking a little bit of like, hey, a warning to fans.
Right.
Let's be cool and not expect the world from this guy. So what would that mean? Like, I mean, will he not throw as many pitches? Will he be on counts? Will he? I mean, you talked about his velocity.
I think there is a combination of a shorter-ish pitch count for this first one because you have to think about all the adrenaline that's flowing, and now he's pitching at home, probably going to be a packed house for the cribbage board giveaway, and for us, right, of course, right, at WTMJ Day, right? But the thought of it is, okay, let's see where level is. Let's see what your baseline is. And then what's it going to be like when he has that, I don't know, Thursday start in Pittsburgh where there's nobody in the crowd and the adrenaline isn't flowing the same? I think all of this needs to be figured out over the next couple of weeks. And in Brandon Woodruff's own words, I know there's a cut somewhere on that computer that I sent back from spring training. Do not judge me by my first half. Judge me by my second half. Let me build up. Let me feel normal. And then we'll be able to decide what kind of a caliber pitcher he is after surgery.
You know, it makes me feel better about the prospects of him not having his traditional stuff, but still being able to do exactly what you said, get guys out. Is William Contreras behind the plate? Willie's going to have to call a different kind of game for his guy than he ever has before, but I fully trust him to do that.
Yeah, I think the changeup's still something that Woody has said in his own words. I'm trying to make sure that it still camouflages well with the fastball. Just because it's not the same velocity it was once upon a time, the changeup can still be an effective pitch. The slider's breaking more than it used to for him. He still has that curveball, too. So all this is to say that Woodruff is fighting through that mental block of I'm healthy and that final whip through the zone with his shoulder and everything. Right. I mean, this is a major shoulder surgery that is for most other players, like timing is everything. And for him to be back 18 months later is such a huge, huge run for him.
Remember that time when touching 92 on the gun was, you were really, really humming it. Right? Guys throwing 102.
I think what's amazing, I think of Nolan Ryan all the time, where those old Jugs guns, when they first arrived, like, it was at home plate, and he was still throwing 97, 98 miles an hour, and that's when you throw harder out of the hand. Like, how hard was Nolan Ryan actually throwing? And it just makes me fascinated to think about, man, I would love to see Nolan Ryan on StatCast right now.
Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360. We'd love to have you join us on May 17th. That's this week, Saturday, as the Brewers host the Twins at American Family Field. And the giveaway for that day, the WTMJ Brewers Cribbage Board as well. First 25,000 fans at the yard will get that really cool custom cribbage board. And in order to get one, got to go to the game. And we're giving away tickets to Saturday's game right now. Caller number 10 wins him or herself a pair of tickets to the Brewers game when they take on the Twins Saturday, May 17th. Hope to see you there. Here's the number. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. Caller number 10 talks to Pancake and gets a pair of tickets to Saturday night.